Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. We are so happy you are here today to share the weekend with us.
Hi friends, my name is Peter, and yes, happy Saturday. We had a lot of great shows here this week at the studios. I'm looking forward to reviewing all of them with you this week.
Today we'll review this week's lessons, practice some great keywords, and we get to see all those fun features again too.
So Pauline, what happened here at LTE Studios this week? Do you remember?
Of course I remember. Yesterday, Tina had borrowed a book from Taylor, and we learned a lot of time words in that lesson.
That's right. What other lessons did we have?
Well, on Wednesday and Thursday, we talked about staying fit. Exercise and a good diet are very important to be fit or healthy.
Yes. So what did we talk about on Monday and Tuesday?
Okay, well, on Monday and Tuesday, wait, Peter, why am I talking about all the lessons? Shouldn't you tell us about some of them? I think you forgot what we talked about.
What, Pauline? Don't be silly. I always remember all of our shows.
Oh, really? You do, huh?
Yes, I do.
Well then, tell us, Peter, what did we learn about on Monday and Tuesday?
Oh, well, those were really great shows. I really enjoyed them.
Good, me too. I always enjoy our shows. But what were they about, Peter?
Oh, sorry, Pauline. I really want to tell you everything about them, but we don't have time. It's time for us to watch all those great lessons we had this week. Let's watch them together right now.
Hey, James. I'm leaving for a few minutes. Can you answer the phone for me?
Okay, but I can't answer the phone very well.
Sure you can. Answer the phone with a friendly voice and greet the other person.
But sometimes the caller doesn't understand me.
Maybe the caller can't hear you very well.
Maybe not.
And say the name of our business.
Of course. I can say, good morning, LTE TV station.
Speak up, or the caller may not hear you very well.
Okay. Good morning, LTE TV station. This is James. How may I help you?
Great! That's perfect. Now you can answer the phone.
No, thanks.
Can you answer the phone, Matt?
In a minute.
I'll get it. Hello, LTE TV station. This is Taylor speaking. How may I help you? Matt, just a minute. It's for you.
Can you take a message?
Okay. I'm sorry. Can Matt call you back? I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. Can you speak more clearly? Okay, thanks. He hung up! Here's the message, Matt.
That's a very brief message, and you didn't include a phone number.
He didn't give me one. He just said his name, Ross Myers.
I don't have his number.
Well, he'll have to call you back.
When I leave a message, I always give my phone number.
Good. Then the person has no excuse for not calling you back.
Welcome to the program, Dr. Olivia.
Thank you, Alex. Let's talk about staying fit.
How can we do that?
A healthy diet is important. It should have grains and protein.
and vegetables and fruit.
And healthy fat, but not too much.
What about water?
You need at least 2 liters a day.
Really? Then I need to drink more.
And your body needs regular exercise to stay fit.
True. How much exercise?
Adults need 2.5 hours of exercise each week.
What about teens?
They need an hour or more a day.
So, walk a lot.
Or run. Or play basketball or another sport. Just get your heart going.
You look happy, Susie.
I am. I have lots of energy.
I don't. I feel kind of tired.
You either need more sleep or more exercise.
More exercise?
Yes. You feel better when you get enough.
I play sports, but after work, I'm usually too tired to work out.
Regular exercise will help you feel less tired. Really?
Okay.
Taking the stairs also helps you stay fit.
True. I could do that.
And you could walk to work. I do that sometimes.
I also need more sleep.
You know, sleep is important. That's how your body repairs your muscles.
I know. Muscles do tear a little when you exercise a lot.
We both know so much. We have no excuse not to be fit.
Did you ever finish that book I lent you?
Yes, I finished it the day before yesterday.
Did you like it?
Yes. It's interesting because it takes place 50 years from now. Do you read a lot?
In the past, I did. I used to read a book every week. But I haven't had much time lately.
I know what you mean.
What are your plans for the rest of the week?
Well, I have a dentist appointment the day after tomorrow.
What about fun plans?
In the future, I hope to take a long hike in the mountains.
Any certain date?
I want to do it in a couple months when the weather is nice. I don't want to lose any more time.
Wow, we really did have some great lessons this week, didn't we?
We sure did. Oh, and now we have time to talk about Monday and Tuesday shows, Pauline. In those lessons, we learned how to answer the phone for a business.
Oh, thanks for telling us that, Peter, after we all saw it. But now let's see if you really remember it. I'll do an action, and you guess the key word from the lesson, okay?
All right, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, you are waving, saying hello. You are greeting me. The key word is greet. Oh, I can't hear you, Pauline. I said the key word, it's greet. This is a different key word now, okay. You want me to speak loudly, louder. You want me to speak up.
Yes, that's it. Whew. Okay, here's another. Okay.
Okay, you are calling someone on the phone. You are calling someone. Oh, so you are the caller.
Yes. All right, one last one.
You just finished the call. You end the call. Oh, I know. You hang up.
Yes. Hey, maybe you do remember those lessons after all. Good job.
Why are you so surprised, Pauline? I told you, I remembered. That was a very useful lesson. But now let's talk about staying fit.
Okay, that was a good lesson too. You ask the questions this time.
Okay, well, running, swimming, and biking, what are these examples of?
Hobbies.
Well, okay, yes, maybe. But this is a key word, remember? Adults need about 2.5 hours of this every week.
Oh, exercise.
That's right. So how many hours of exercise do teens need?
Ooh, they need a lot more. They need an hour every day, right?
Exactly, an hour or more.
Oh, okay.
So what are some other things people should do to stay healthy and to stay fit?
Well, have a healthy diet and get enough sleep. Oh, and drink enough water.
Very good, Pauline. You are paying attention. Oh, one more question. What are some small ways we can include exercise at school or work?
Ooh, one way is to take the stairs instead of taking the elevator.
Yes, that's a very good one. You get a little exercise each day that way. Well, friends, now it's time for us to take a break. So maybe grab some water, eat something healthy, and we'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, Pauline, we forgot to review Friday's lesson.
All right, well, let's do that now. Let's review talking about time. If something happened last year, did it happen in the present, the future, or the past?
Last year, that's the past. What about the year 2070? When is that? The past, the present, or the future?
2070. That's over 50 years from now. That's in the future.
That's right. Well, friends, right now is the present. And right now is when we watch all of those fun features from the past this week. So let's do that now. Here they are.
Yes, that's right. All right, tomorrow then. Oh, sorry. I have to go. Bye. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. This is Jack. Do you talk on the phone a lot? I do, but I guess I text a lot, too. Having a phone is very convenient, but you need to say the right things on the phone and be polite.
Phones are a good way to get in touch with people. When you call someone, you should be polite. It is polite to say your name. On a cell phone, people can see who is calling, but it's still good to say your name. You could be using someone else's phone. When the person you're calling answers, say, "Hello, Jack, this is Jim." Then you can continue your conversation. When you need to hang up, say something like, "I need to go now," and say goodbye. When you call a business, someone you don't know may answer the phone. Ask for the person you want politely. You can say things like, "Hello, may I please speak to Jack?" If Jack is not there, you can leave a message. Leave your name and a short message about why you called. Then Jack can call you back. You should be polite when you talk on the phone and where you talk on the phone. If you are in a store and someone is helping you, don't talk on your phone. That's not polite. If you get a call in a restaurant or a quiet place, leave the table to answer the call. Then you won't bother others. Phones are very convenient, but be sure you use them politely.
So how many times do you use your phone every day? I use mine more than 50 times. I call people a lot. I call my wife or my friends. I call people at work too. Phones make my life easier. Oh, I have to answer this call. I'll see you next time on Jack's File. Bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about health, and here to answer my question is Mr. Jensen Fong. Hello Jensen, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you Rob, hello everyone.
Now Jensen, I have a question here from Barry Allen of New Jersey. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, of course, I would love to try.
Great. Barry writes, sleep is important for good health. Can you give me some tips on how to get better sleep?
Excellent question, Barry. You're right. Sleep is very good and it's very important.
So, how can we be sure to get a good night's rest?
First, try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on the weekends. This helps to set your body's clock, so you are more likely to stay asleep all night.
That's good advice. What else?
Exercise every day. Exercise helps take away stress and helps you relax. Also, exercise helps you spend your energy, so you will be able to fall asleep more easily. But don't exercise right before bedtime.
That makes sense. What about using smartphones or other devices before bed?
It is best to avoid looking at smartphones, tablets, or computers about 15 to 30 minutes before bed. The light that comes from these machines can make your brain more active.
It is hard to fall asleep if your brain is active.
That's right.
Well, thanks for answering our question, Jensen. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Hi, you must be Hank LaRue.
Yes, sir, that's me.
Well, Hank, please have a seat.
Thank you.
You know, your resume looks pretty good. I see you have had a lot of experience that will help you here at our company.
I hope so, boss. So, can I have the job?
Now, before you call me boss, there's just one thing I want to know. Do you ever shave?
Excuse me?
Well, your beard. Would you think of shaving it?
Oh, I used to shave every day.
I am Super Sentence Man, and that was a super sentence.
Well, hello, Super Sentence Man.
Hello.
I was just talking to Hank here about shaving his beard.
Oh, well, it's a pretty big beard. Do you think he should shave it?
Uh-huh.
Well, before anyone does anything, I need you to give me today's super sentence in another way. It is, I used to do something every so often.
Oh, I have another one. I used to go jogging every morning.
I used to go jogging every morning. Great. You?
I used to fire someone every week.
I used to fire someone every week. Really?
Yeah.
You know, Hank, I brought something today that might help you.
Really? What's that?
A razor. Now, hold still.
That Super Sentence Man, he loves helping people.
There.
Wow, I feel like a new man.
You look great, Hank. You've got the job.
Well, I need to go, but why don't you say it with me?
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Wow, that was fun. We sure learned a lot together this week, didn't we?
Yes, we really did. And now it's the weekend, so we get to relax, review, and get some rest.
And some exercise, too. Don't forget about that.
Oh, right. Good point. What are you going to do to get some exercise this week, Peter?
Well, like I said, I might find some friends and play basketball in the park. And I'm also thinking about going for a long bike ride this weekend. It depends if it's rainy or not.
Oh, good point. But that does sound like a great idea. I am planning to have a picnic with my friends this weekend, so I really hope it doesn't rain.
Oh, I know. You tell me where you're going to have the picnic, and I will ride my bike there. But wait a second. We're talking about exercise, Pauline. How is having a picnic exercise?
Oh, right. Well, I'm going to walk to the park, and then I'm going to play some games in the park with my friends, too. We will play Frisbee and some other games, so that's exercise.
Okay, well, that sounds very good. Well, friends, we hope you get some exercise, which will give you energy, but you also relax as well and do something fun with your friends.
Whatever you do, thanks for joining us today, and we hope you'll join us again on Monday for a whole new week of shows. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.